Inchie. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our beloved Tech Corner, where I'll be your jolly guide through the ever-evolving world of technology, joined by our resident walking encyclopedia, who delights in sharing the latest and greatest in the tech realm.
Quite the clever twist on referring to my intellectual pursuits, I must say.
Laughs. Well, it seems that being tech-savvy is the new trend, isn't it? So what's the latest buzz in the world of AI today?
Brace yourselves for this delightful piece of news. It appears that Microsoft is embarking on a grand venture, investing a staggering $1.5 billion in an Emirati AI firm, G42. Quite the strategic move, wouldn't you say?
Goodness me, that's an astronomical figure. So are we witnessing Microsoft's grand foray into the Middle Eastern market?
Absolutely on point. And in other news, AMD is causing quite a stir with their new AI chips designed for business computers. It's truly remarkable how technology has the power to revolutionize something as seemingly mundane as a computer chip.
Laughs. Quite right. And on the topic of remarkable changes, Meta's oversight board is presently scrutinizing cases involving AI-generated nude images.
Indeed, it's a rather thought-provoking issue, isn't it? We do find ourselves in quite interesting times. Oh, and do take note that Rivos has managed to secure over $250 million for the development of AI server chips.
Quite a plethora of chip-related news today. It seems the tech world is truly immersing itself in the realm of AI. Wouldn't you agree?
Quite a clever observation. And to further our discussion on AI, a recent survey has revealed the significant impact of generative AI on creative industries.
Prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, for a captivating journey into the realm of AI. I assure you, today's discussion promises to be nothing short of enthralling.
Absolutely. Are you all set to delve into the fascinating world of tech? Let's kick off your favorite tech discussion in style, shall we?
Aye, aye. Have you caught wind of Microsoft's most recent venture, dear tech aficionado?
I see you're referring to the $1.5 billion deal with G42, the Emirati AI firm. It's as if Microsoft is hosting a grand tech soiree in the Middle East for the very first time. Quite the splendid affair, I must say.
Absolutely spot on. It was no walk in the park, I can assure you. Microsoft had to engage in some deft diplomacy, negotiating with both the US and UAE governments for over a year. But the outcome is a triumph for both parties. Microsoft secures a share of the G42 enterprise, and in return, G42 gains access to Microsoft's Azure Cloud, their exceptionally sophisticated internet-based computing services, for its AI applications.
And let's not overlook the $1 billion fund for developers. It's as if Microsoft is orchestrating a talent showcase for tech enthusiasts in the UAE, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed. G42 is no ordinary tech company. They found themselves in a bit of a pickle with the US lawmakers due to their alleged ties with blacklisted Chinese firms and the Chinese government. However, they've now come to an agreement to sever those ties with China and opt for US technology instead.
Quite the strategic maneuver, I must say. This move has the potential to diminish China's sway in the Gulf. G42 is no ordinary company. They manage data centers and market AI applications. They've even crafted JAIS, an AI model tailored for the Arabic language. It's as if they're the technological maestros of the Middle East.
And let's not overlook the distinguished figure at the helm of G42. It's none other than Sheikh Tanun bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the UAE National Security Advisor and a prominent member of the Abu Dhabi royal family. Quite the royal tech saga, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely captivating. It's a riveting blend of technology, geopolitics, and aristocracy. I'm eagerly anticipating the unfolding of this partnership and its implications for the future of AI in the Middle East. It's akin to witnessing a gripping tech drama. Wouldn't you agree, ladies and gentlemen?
Asirai. Quite the perpetual topic, isn't it? The cloud, I mean. But it appears that AMD is now grounding the AI competition with their latest revelation.
The two new AI chips they've unveiled, I presume. Quite the game changer, I must say. It's akin to harnessing the potency of the cloud right at your fingertips. Or, dare I say, it's akin to having a personal AI aid right within your portable computing device.
Indeed. And these processors aren't just for any old desktop. They're specifically tailored to power AI PCs from top brands like HP and Lenovo. It's akin to having a supercomputer right at your fingertips, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely spot on. And for those who may not be in the know, AMD's latest offering, the Ryzen Pro 8000 series, is a desktop processor tailored specifically for the discerning business user. Meanwhile, the Ryzen Pro 8040 series caters to the needs of business laptops and mobile workstations. Quite the impressive lineup, wouldn't you say?
But they're not the only ones in the running, are they? NVIDIA and Intel have thrown their hats into the ring with similar offerings, haven't they?
Quite right. Unlike NVIDIA, AMD doesn't manufacture their chips in-house. They prefer to outsource to foundries, with TSMC being their primary choice. And as for Intel, they have ambitious plans to ship around 40 million AI PCs in 2024. It's shaping up to be quite the exhilarating race, isn't it?
It's truly an exhilarating era in the realm of technology. We shall certainly keep you informed, ladies and gentlemen, and let us not forget the wise words of the great Steve Jobs, who once remarked, "Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower." So, let's observe who emerges as the frontrunner in this captivating AI race. War. Let's pivot from the intense AI hardware competition, shall we? I've stumbled upon something that's bound to astound you. Are you familiar with AI-generated images?
Ah, you're referring to those remarkably lifelike images that have caused quite a commotion, aren't you? Indeed, it feels as though we've wandered into the midst of a science fiction spectacle, yet the reality is undeniable.
Absolutely. And for our esteemed audience members who may not be well-versed in this area, AI-generated images are the brainchild of artificial intelligence algorithms. Their striking realism has sparked quite a stir, wouldn't you agree? Quite fascinating indeed.
It's quite remarkable, isn't it? These AI algorithms aren't just adept at creating lifelike images. They possess the ability to generate images based on descriptions, produce original artworks, and even forecast a person's future appearance. It's truly mind-boggling.
Marvelous. Let's delve even deeper into this captivating topic and explore the far-reaching implications of these AI-generated images. And to our esteemed listeners, do share your insightful thoughts with us on social media. We're genuinely eager to hear your perspectives. As, you're our resident tech guru. Have you caught wind of the latest buzz from Silicon Valley? A startup by the name of Rivos has managed to secure $250 million for a project that could potentially revolutionize the AI scene.
Indeed. Rivos has certainly piqued my interest. They're in the process of developing a server chip tailored specifically for AI workloads. What's more, their Series A funding round was oversubscribed, with tech heavyweights such as Intel, MediaTek, and Dell eagerly coming on board. Quite the impressive feat, wouldn't you say?
Quite the remarkable achievement. But for our esteemed audience members who may not be as well-versed in the intricacies of technology, could you kindly elucidate the distinctive features that set these server chips apart?
Absolutely. Picture it as a highly efficient brain for computers, seamlessly integrating a CPU and an AI accelerator. Its purpose? To adeptly manage data analytics and AI tasks, including handling large language models. And the cherry on top? It presents a more cost-effective option compared to NVIDIA's GPUs.
That does indeed sound like a game changer. But I'm curious, how exactly are they managing to keep costs down?
Rivos's chips are actually based on the RISC-V instruction set architecture, you know. It's a rather clever open-source alternative to ARM's architectures. By opting for RISC-V, Rivos cleverly sidesteps the need to pay those hefty licensing fees to ARM. It's akin to preparing a sumptuous feast without splurging on expensive ingredients, yet still achieving that exquisite flavor.
That's quite a cunning strategy, I must say. Now, what lies on the horizon for Rivos, I wonder?
With the infusion of fresh capital, they're poised to produce pilot chips using TSMC's cutting-edge process technology. It's akin to introducing a new ingredient into the recipe of the tech world, wouldn't you say?
Ah, here's to Rivos causing quite the stir in Silicon Valley. Cheers!
Here's to Rivos causing quite the stir in Silicon Valley. Quite the intriguing development, I must say.
Remember our chat about tech revolutionizing traditional industries? Well, there's a new chapter in that story. Have you heard about the recent survey by the Society of Authors on AI's impact on creative careers?
Ah, you're referring to the survey where they polled their 2,500 members about Gen AI? For those who may not be familiar, Gen AI is a form of artificial intelligence capable of generating creative content. It has certainly been creating quite a buzz within the AI and creative communities.
Indeed. The survey results are rather enlightening. Over a quarter of illustrators and more than a third of translators have reported losing work to this AI. And it's not just a matter of job loss. The value of their work is also being adversely affected.
Indeed, I recall perusing a study indicating that over 37% of illustrators and 43% of translators experienced a decline in the value of their work attributed to Gen AI. It appears that AI is not only displacing their roles, but also diminishing the perceived worth of their creative endeavors. Quite a disconcerting development, wouldn't you agree?
And the trepidation is unmistakable. An astonishing 86% of respondents expressed concerns about AI emulating their style and depreciating human creativity. There are even apprehensions that Gen AI could supplant human creators, resulting in a decline in the quality and diversity of creative industries.
Indeed, it's not solely a matter of economics. Ethical concerns loom large as well. Many respondents have highlighted these as a significant factor deterring them from embracing AI tools at present.
And that's precisely why the Society of Authors is emphatically advocating for government regulations on Gen AI. They're pressing for stringent copyright enforcement, explicit consent, full transparency, and equitable compensation for creators. Quite the imperative call to action, wouldn't you say?
Indeed, the discourse surrounding AI and creativity is far from reaching its conclusion. It's a multifaceted issue that warrants careful consideration and regulation. But you know, that's precisely what makes it so intriguing, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely spot on. It's an entirely new frontier out there, and we're just embarking on the journey.